objecting against the Muslims. They were making certain claims against the Muslims. And the last claim and objection that they made, they claimed that every Nabi, including Ibrahim alayhi salam, was a Jew. That is the claim that the Christians had made. While the Nasara and the Christians claimed that he was a Christian. And look, this, the name, the Jewish faith, or this name, the Jews or the Christians, that was adopted by the people of that faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never gave the Jews the title that they are Yahud. Or the Anbiya never came with a religion known as Judaism, or a religion known as Christianity. Every Nabi came with the religion of Islam. Every Nabi came with the religion and the deen of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell them, أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا فِي اللَّهِ, are you arguing with us about Allah? وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ, Allah is our Rabb and He is your Rabb. وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, we have our deeds and our actions. Leave us alone. Let us follow whom we want to. Let us practice our deen. Why is it that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced something, or he changed the qibla, whatever it was, they objected and they kept on coming and making these claims. وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا, leave us alone, back off. We have our a'mal. وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, you have your deeds and you have your actions. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ, but it is we who have purified ourselves and who have dedicated our every act of worship purely and exclusively for Allah. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ, or do you claim that إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, that Ibrahim, وَإِسْمَعِيلَ and إِسْحَاقَ and يَعْقُوب and the أَسْبَاقَ, the children of Yaqub, do you claim that كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى, that they were Jews or that they were Christians? قُلْ, tell them, O Muhammad, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمْ أَمِ اللَّهِ, do you know better or does Allah know better? You are arguing regarding this matter. Refer this matter to Allah. Allah knows better. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ, and who is more unjust? مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, who is more unjust than the one who conceals and hides a testimony that he has with him that he has taken from Allah? They have it in the books. They have it in the scriptures. Yet they conceal it. Allah says, who is more unjust than such a person? وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, tell them that Allah is not unaware. Allah is not unaware of all which you do. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ, tell them that that is a people who have passed. They kept on bringing up their ancestors and their predecessors and the previous nations. Tell them, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ, that is a people who have passed away. They have gone on. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ, for them is what they have earned. وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ, and for you is what you will earn. From this we understand, and there is a hadith to the effect that your lineage, or who your ancestors were, or who your father may be, or who your parents may be, counts no for nothing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is your actions and your deed which you present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his own daughter Fatima that, oh Fatima, don't you feel complacent and relaxed that my father is the greatest Nabi and my father is the final messenger, and that's why I will definitely earn salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell her, you are responsible for your own deeds and for your own salvation. I cannot assist you one bit on the day of Qiyamah. So tell them, those, their ancestors and their fathers and their predecessors, are people who have passed on. For them is what they have earned. For you is what you earn. Be concerned with your own deeds and actions. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, you will not be asked about the deeds and the actions which they had committed. With this, we come to the end of the first juz of the Qur'an. And tomorrow, inshallah, we will commence with the second para. May Allah grant us the understanding.